I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities NPR. Davenport police took lethal action that was reasonable and justified when two officers shot and killed a man last month. On November 19th, around 5:15 a.m., officers Justin King and Brenda Walline responded to a burglary call in the 400 block of East 12th Street in Davenport. Scott County Attorney Mike Walton says they talked with two witnesses and 26-year-old Matthew Tobin for about 10 minutes. Then Tobin tried to run out a back door and started hitting Walline, who blocked his path. Tobin fired his gun three times during a two-minute struggle. After a bullet hit Officer King in the ear, he told Walline he was going to pass out. She fired twice, hitting Tobin in the shoulder and torso, but Tobin continued to struggle.
As Officer King is losing consciousness in this struggle, he says to Officer Walline, hit him again. And at that point, Officer Walline shoots him for the third time, and that third shot is what finally ended the struggle.
Walton says the police officers had no other choice but to use deadly force, and the Scott County Sheriff's investigation reveals Walline's actions were reasonable and justified.
In my opinion, and based on what I've seen, I'd go beyond that, and I'd say that the actions of these officers was heroic. They were in a position where that if either one of them had given up, let up, that they very likely would be dead, at least one or the other. They did not do that. They fought through it. They relied on their training. And unfortunately, sometimes heroic actions have tragic outcomes.
Both Davenport police officers are still on injury leave and will eventually return to work. Walline has 19 years' experience in law enforcement and King has five. But the investigation isn't over yet. Scott County detectives are still waiting for toxicology tests and other results. I'm Michelle O'Neill.